Hi, this is the emotional author, and here's another cup of tea. We always think that impermanence is a bad thing, especially with love. We easily assume that every experience that we go through, especially when we are about to embark on the said journey, we immediately think about our sour ending. Even before the relationship starts to flourish, we think of reasons why we shouldn't be together. And we start to test whether or not the relationship is strong enough. We face challenges as individuals and expect them to understand and follow along. We have the notion that if we already expect the worst, the best will happen next. But have we ever thought about facing the worst and embracing the best? There's a fine line that differentiates the two concepts. Yet if we focus and ponder on the idea, the latter provides us with a better and more fruitful outcome. Impermanence is something we should accept rather than expect. We continuously try to test what is beyond our control, and we would end up losing touch with what was already ours to hold. Imagine trying to force the worst outcome possible and end up losing yourself and your partner included. Instead of facing what comes next together, you have already fought without your chosen partner. You can't go to war without the proper armor, and you can create a happy ending with someone if they choose to walk out those doors. Let's talk about it more as we go through this piece entitled Impermanence, and I hope you guys like it. Impermanence. We started off as friends, no expectations, no promises. All we wanted was to bask in this very moment. There were feelings we couldn't manage. We decided to take a leap of faith. Try it out, no restraints. It was like living our glorious days. But why did you just choose to walk away? There were problems we couldn't solve. Arguments we couldn't resolve, beliefs that we couldn't share, traits that we couldn't bear. It's as if we were in different realms, driven insane, overwhelmed. Conversations were no longer enough, gasping for air with no room to puff. So why did it come to an end? It was set in stone, we wouldn't bend. We thought that this time it would be different. You were supposed to be my best friend. That night you were all alone. I tried to reach out. Your arms were closed. You told me you needed time to grow. You wanted me to let go. Whatever happened to the partnership, it felt like we were in a sinking ship. With only one vest to save a life, you chose to grab it and leave me behind. Now it has become a blur. The story we wanted to write together. Was it because impermanence was the offer? Or was it because you wanted me to suffer? I guess you didn't deserve a happily ever after because you aren't ready to become my chosen fighter. And there you have it. We are clouded by the idea that we only have two choices. It's either we fight or let go. But as we mature and become our best version, it should evolve and become something better. Maybe something like fight and fight harder. Quitting should never be an option. I for one see quitting as the moment wherein we no longer have a choice and we have exhausted all possible options and there's nothing left for us to offer. We've done our part. It's time for them to do the same. Only then can we consider quitting, and that's air quotes included. But I honestly don't see it as quitting. I see it as a new beginning for something that you deserve and something that you should choose to become. You chose to leave because it made no sense to keep fighting, or to fight even harder. You did your part, yet your partner has already made their choice and have already left, emotionally and physically. There comes a point in our lives wherein we choose to blindly or continuously love a person, even if they have already given up on us. We try to tell ourselves that maybe they would change their mind or treat you differently, but they never did, and they never will. I'm not telling you to keep fighting even if you are no longer wanted. I want you to fight as hard as you can, but if they aren't willing to fight with you, then there's no point in trying to pursue this battle. I would tell you time and time again that you entered the relationship together and you should reach the ending together. Impermanence is constant, but it doesn't mean you can't be prepared for such. That's all for now, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye!